Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Second and goal at the 9. Atlanta 3, New Orleans nothing. We're 3 minutes, 15 seconds into quarter number 2 here at the Superdome.
Well, this is where Drake normally is big. Kyle's going to have to step up big right here.
Warner in the backfield. Cousins wants to throw. Shoots it to the end zone. David Sills! Touchdown, Atlanta! Oh, my goodness. The first career touchdown for David Sills.
What a moment for David Sills there. It's Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the Morning Shift live from the Brown Grass Charity Golf Classic. I am Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan, Bubby keeping us on air today, and Dylan is back at the station behind the glass. This hour is brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. We're going to get into that Falcons win in a moment, but here are the headlines. Before you head out, the Hawks beat the Charlotte Hornets last night, 113-110. They'll play again tomorrow in D.C. to take on the Wizards. Baker Mayfield did exit the Bucks game with a left shoulder sprain. Tampa lost 34-7 to the Rams. Raiders offensive coordinator Chip Kelly has been fired, and the Cowboys came back from a 21-0 deficit to beat the Eagles 24-21.
Well, yeah, I mean, he's a pro, and I love playing with guys like that who are total pros. He's seen a lot of football. Certainly the touchdown was big, but there were a couple other ops today that I turned him down, and looking back, I think we're going to say, hey, I got to work you there. I got to check to a play here to work you, and I think he can even have a few more touches in the game and impact the game more than he did even. So that's what we'll go back to tomorrow and kind of say, how can we be better?
That is Kirk Cousins after the win last night talking about Darnell Mooney. Falcons did end their 5-game skid, beat the Saints 24-10.
I know that Mike's taking away my profit card, apparently, but I do believe I said on pregame last week that I thought it would be a chance for Darnell Mooney to – kind of step up and step and show out, because he had his best production as a Falcon was with Kirk Cousins. For whatever reason, he and Michael Penix have not been able to connect the way Drake and Penix have, and he did step up yesterday. He made a phenomenal catch over on the sideline on a comeback route where he had to go down and get it, Mike, and it was put. You know, people are going to criticize the throw because they're used to seeing the hand cannon of Penix and Cousins, but it was a throw that was perfect to put where only he could get to. It was nice seeing Darnell. I want to talk about these touchdowns real quick, and if I can set them up for you, Mike, you would talk about each one after I set up the Sills touchdown. They moved Bijan in motion.
Yep.
And for whatever reason, the DB on the outside wide. He widened out, and when he widened out, that allowed Sills running that route to where he was wide for Bijan. And even though that Pete Werner had Bijan in man coverage, him widening out a little bit allowed Sills, when he cut inside, to be wide open right there.
Yeah, it's what I talk about when I use the term layering the defense. They layered the defense, right, where you're forcing – the guys to step up into some of the routes based on some of the tendencies we do have with Bijan. I mean, Bijan is not going to run a post a lot of times, right, or a corner or whatever else it may be. He's going to squat down. He's going to run some of the shorter routes. So when you layer the defense and you show play action or show run from shotgun, it forces those guys to understand tendencies and step up. And David Sills even mentioned it. I know you were standing right there when Arch was doing the post-game interview with David Sills. He's like, I almost even got a little greedy because as soon as I saw the way that they were covering with us, I kind of broke it off a little bit early and started going towards the upright of the end zone, and I knew that Kirk would put it on me. And Kirk did a nice job of stepping into that throw. I believe it was Charlie Warner that was in protection, picked up a blitzer. So Kirk did a nice job delivering that ball. I do have to say, before we get to the phone calls, I laughed in postgame with Grant because they were talking about the first touchdown ball, and Arch was asking David Sills whether or not he had the ball. I scored my only touchdown of my career, and I did the exact same thing that David Sills did, and it might even have been in the same end zone.
It was
the same end zone and the almost exact same spot. I did the exact same thing he did, and I handed the ball to the referee. And then I was like, oh, I wonder where that ball went. I don't know. Where'd the ball go? Somebody help me. Somebody find the ball.
I don't normally get these conversations away. I don't think he would care. We were asking him before we started the interview, and he said, I don't know. I blacked out.
Same. Wow. I said the same thing after mine.
I said, dude, you scored, and you just kind of tossed it, and it kind of hit right there in the ref's field. You just kind of tossed it to the ref. He goes, dude, I blacked out. He's like, my teammates were coming to celebrate, and I just celebrated. And I wish the mic would have been on. Obviously, I wouldn't have been talking, but
right.
I wish that moment could have been captured because it was as genuine as you get. And I know we got to get to the call, but real quick, the Mooney touchdown, they're under center to play action. He has Pitts, and he wants to go to Pitts in the middle of the field.
Yeah.
But the safety, when the safety bit, that's that veteran in him. Because we've seen Penix at times get locked in. That's that veteran savviness where he was like, oh, blank. I've got Mooney on the post. And
he said when Darnell Mooney is running free, he is going to be open and he's going to run past people. And that's exactly what happened.
Hey, I know that he's been called – his arm has been called names on the station and in the fan base and the media. That was as good of a throw as you'll make. And he had plenty of arm on it.
Darnell's been called names too. So, yeah.
We are going to go out to the phones right now, 404-726-0929. We are celebrating this win today. Let's go all the way out to Devin. He's in Kansas City listening on the Odyssey app. Devin, what you got for us this morning?
Yeah, we won, but I'm going to be that guy early, early in the morning. I was tweeting y'all yesterday during the game. And, you know, I'm happy we won, but it's an indictment on the coaching staff. I got to be that guy this morning, bro. So let me get this straight. Handful of games, all games that Penix played, I can count on the amount of times Penix ran under center, did any kind of play under center. I'm sorry, miss me with the whole Penix is uncomfortable under center because contrary to what people believe, he ran some under center plays in Washington. I watched a lot of the games, right? So two things with that. You mean to tell me, well, one, it's an indictment because we're in the NFL. You can't coach this guy to be under center. It was so baffling to me because this offense yesterday looked so much simpler, so much easier to run, you know what I mean, to the naked eye. Just my opinion. But it's an indictment because you're telling me you're unable to coach a guy to be on the center, right? If you want to go with that line, cool. The other reason that it's an indictment, if he can't run that, why is he starting? I understand he's more talented. I understand he has the arm and everything.
I appreciate the phone call. I'll let you get first crack at that because I know you feel a certain way, and I don't know if we see eye to eye on this, but Devin brings up a couple of good points.
I think it's funny to me when people say, well, if you can't coach it, it's on you. Well, and I'm not sitting here and trying to indict Michael Penix. I don't know. None of us do what's going on in this room. But the reality is they have it. They want to do it. Do you think it's all them not being able to coach it? Is there any thought process that the player is not catching on as fast? And I'm not putting it all on Penix either because I do believe that at some point in time, hey, you know what? We're going to force you to do this because it's what makes us better. But I come back to thinking about the timeline. The offense wasn't a world beater yesterday. Let's not act like it was that we scored 50 points. The reality is, though, is you watched a guy do it yesterday that has 162 starts in the NFL. yeah, he's going to look like he's going to make things look a little simpler than a guy who's done it 12 times.
Yeah, and again, you and I don't necessarily see eye to eye on this, and I agree with some of what Devin is saying, is that if he can't do it and you know the offense functions better the way Kirk Cousins can do it, then why hasn't Kirk Cousins been the guy? You're paying him a lot of money. He's still under contract. He's still part of this organization. The second part, as I will say, is if Michael Penix is unable to do it and he's not developing fast enough to actually do it, then what did you miss on when you were the contingent that got on the airplane and went out to Washington, worked him out, and co-signed on drafting him 12th overall after you just paid Kirk Cousins $100 million? You missed one way or another.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Well, that brings in the question, and I'm going to probably get heat on this, but that brings in the question, who was the final say on that pick? Was it the GM, and with the GM and the coach on the same page with that? And I think that's a fair question, because we know it's a joint thing, but, you know, where does that lie? Was that Terry saying, no, we want a backup plan, and this is what we're going to do? I don't know. Look, we didn't take an edge rusher, and I think Latu's been really good. That was the guy we're probably going to take there, or Jerry Verse. They've both been good players. Jerry Verse play. They both play on really good defenses.
Sure.
If Michael Penix can grow into be the guy and stay healthy, I like this decision, because you also have two, to me, soon to be top tier edge rushers.
I agree with that.
I don't know where the miss is. But I do believe some of this, Mike, is about trying to win now and just doing what they feel is comfortable.
I get sick to my stomach thinking about the fact that not only did you not develop it up until now, but there's really not a chance to do it for the next 9 months, and you'll be right back in the same situation you were in, and I don't know that it's the same coaches or play callers. It makes me sick, honestly.
It's a good point by you. Because, hey, if you want to blame the coaches and think they're 100% to blame, most likely that'll seal their fate.
Yeah, I agree, one way or another.
Well, and you can continue this conversation if you have questions after yesterday's win, concerns, comments, at 929 Morning Shift. Go ahead and tweet at us. And this Saturday, noon to 2, you can join me out at Nally Kia in Stonecrest. We're going to be getting ready for Sunday's big game. Someone's going to walk away with the ultimate tailgate kit. It's a 50-inch 4K smart TV with a stand, Yeti cooler, other prizes. And another winner takes home tickets to an upcoming home game. That's going to be this Saturday. We are not taking Thanksgiving weekend off. So this Saturday, noon to 2 at Nally Kia in Stonecrest. And coming up, continuing to celebrate our Atlanta teams. There's another Atlanta team that got a win over the weekend. We'll get into that next, and we'll go in the huddle next with the Morning Shift live from the Brown Grass Charity Golf Classic on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.